All right, so this video, I'm not going to have, now this is definitely not going to be long because I don't have a lot to say on it, partially because I don't have my own legal children. So with the role of child support, man, like I stumbled upon this little comment section talking to, and then one guy, he left a note saying that his Chinese friend said that most of the problem in the Western world, would most problems in the Western world, as far as families go, would be fixed if they remove child support from the system. And I agree with them. I totally agree with them, because like child support in America is pretty much just legal rape. That's all it is. Cause I mean, they are taking guys, like they're taking like copious amounts of money. I'm using copious a lot today, which I don't know why I always knew the word. I'm just like using copious a lot today, but yeah, copious. They're taking a lot of money from guys, man. You guys just have one kid. It's unbelievable. Like it's literally child support in the States is just legalized rape. That's all it is. And women, like you said, like I said in the last video, see, women don't have naturally good morals. You see, women genuinely don't have morals. A woman's morals is whatever the strongest thing in the room is. And in this case, what's the strongest thing in the room? The government. So their morals make sense now. As long as it benefits them, you see. Well, the government's morals make sense, so we'll just rape every guy, and it's fine because the government didn't say it was rape, so it's perfectly fine. We'll just do it, and they don't care. Now the reason why I want to make a video about this is because I remember I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and he has two kids by two different women here in Czech Republic, and it was the same theory what I told you guys a while back, how women here, like, fathery and hypergamy, it's the same everywhere. It just comes out a little differently depending on, you know, the culture where you are, but it's the same thing. Women want resources, and they don't want to work a lot to get other than open their legs and smile. So, I mean, it's just the same everywhere you go, okay? So he has two kids by two women, and it was the same thing. They came to Prague, you know, fuck the guy with a job in Prague, and then run out to a village when it's all over, and then get whatever money they can off him, and go back to their family in the village, right? It's my ex-wife did the same thing, but I didn't pump her up with a baby, but she had a baby from another guy, and she was that same scenario. She gets closer to Prague, gets closer to the capital city, where the more money is, fuck any dude she could find that is working a halfway decent job. Have a baby with him and then bounce, run back to the village. So that's what happened with him. So we actually got into talking about it in depth, and he's paying his ex-wife alimony. And I was like, the first thought I said, oh God, I'm thinking like it's America, like alimony, this dude's getting fucking raped, man. Like he told me how much he was paying for alimony. I spit out my beer and laughed. Like, I was like, are you fucking, you complaining about that? I'd marry a bitch to divorce her just for that. But he's paying her 2,000 Czech crowns a month. Now, you can Google how much a Czech crown is to a US dollar, but I'll tell you what it is. Roughly 22 Czech crowns equals one US dollar, okay? Which means he pays roughly $97 a month for alimony. And with the way he's probably making about $1,200-$1,300 a month, I'm like, bruh, that's fucking, like, I was, yeah, he got kind of mad because I'm like laughing. Because in America, that will fuck a dude up. Alimony and child support. And child support here, like, when my ex-wife, when she was getting child support payments from her baby's father, he's from the UK. So he had, I mean, UK dude, like UK, his money's worth more than ours. And when I say ours, America, it's worth more than America's money. And his child support was like, it was saying like $150 a month, like fucking nothing. Like it's fucking nothing. But see, like, that's why I say, I don't think I've ever told you guys this, but this is why I say, if I had to choose a place, like when I do want to have kids, it'll be in a country like this, because the country's, like the country's laws here for child support, like family issues, are not built to rape men. You see, America, Western countries' laws are structured to rape men, to bend you over and put a fat dick up your ass, just cause, you know, it's built like that. Whereas here, you see, women are not immediately the innocent victim. You see, there's still logic here. Most women here don't like feminism. If you ask them about it, the first thing they do is start laughing, and then, you know, they know it's a joke. You know, and you ask an average woman here, what's she thinking about feminism? She said, it's completely ridiculous. They're letting kids choose what gender they are in kindergarten and all this. It's unbelievable. But yeah, the child support thing, like in America, that child support alone in America is enough for me. I wouldn't blame a guy if he just start fucking other dudes at that point, because that child support game is no joke. My father was on that shit. He told me about it. It's unbelievable. My dad, he told me he was paying $1,000 a month back in the early 90s, mid 80s and early 90s. He was paying $1,000 a month back then. But my father, he was a successful mechanic, so he could, you know, he could work with it because he was married to my mom. But he was paying $1,000 back then for child support. So had it been now, he'd probably be paying, well, $2,000 now, because like I said, this was 20, 30 years ago. He was paying that much. So, I mean, it's unbelievable, man. See, that child support system in America, the second feminists start attacking that child support system is the second I will have some type of respect for them. The second they go down there and say, this is fucked up, we want equality, and they fight, you know, against that absurdness, that's the second they will get a sliver of respect for me. Until then, feminists are fucking jokes, point blank and simple. They know it. They just like I said, if you let a woman, okay, I just heard this line from somewhere too. God, my allergies always start acting up when I'm talking. And I'd be fine like 5 minutes earlier. Didn't even blow my nose one time. But I read this line from somewhere. It went along the lines of, if you want to corrupt a man, you beat him down. And if you want to corrupt a woman, you build her up. And that's exactly true. And that's what's happened in America. In this context, that's what women have been built up, and they've just become corrupted, and they don't care. You see, they're corrupted now. They don't see anything. Nothing's wrong. It's all perfectly fine. Let's just go get child support. Like, seriously, that's what it is. See, in my places, like in Czech Republic, I mean, see, the country wasn't built on that shit. It wasn't built on the same shit of glorifying women. Because first off, the women weren't fat, and the women were never collectively fat and gross like they are in America. See, they didn't need a self-esteem boost as women. You see, they didn't need it because they were naturally beautiful. So they didn't need any of that, and they don't now. Most of them are compared to American women, they're runaway models compared to the average American woman. You out there right now, you find any woman, especially any woman under the age of 25 right now, and just point and aim, and she will be a runaway model compared to the average woman in North America. Guarantee it. I'm excluding places like New York, like big cities like New York City, maybe even Los Angeles. Excluding those places, you get to the other 95% of North America, they're fucking trash. So I think they kind of needed that self-esteem boost to be able to do something, because they're fucking disgusting. I mean, when I look back at the American women I know now, Facebook, and I mean, sometimes I even go on like dating websites in Ohio just to see the quality of women that men have to pick from. It's laughably pathetic. Like, it's like something's in the water there that like mutated their faces, mutated their bodies. And then thirsty dudes will still approach them, and they'll still think that they're like 8 to 9s. Like, it's unbelievable. But back to the main topic. The child support is unbelievable, man. And when you leave them Western countries and you see how child support really is, oh, like, man, it's not like they don't build. It's not structured. OK, when you get to other countries, that's pretty much outside North America. When the woman gets child support, a lot of times, like, she still has to work. OK, there is no affording life without getting a job as a single mother. The countries they're not going to take care of their women like that. Like, it just is what it is. Or you see, in America, woman becomes single mother, and she could get a fully furnished apartment, a stipend, food stamps, child support, alimony, and everything. Like I said, a buddy of mine a while back, he had got with a single mother who had divorced a guy who was making like six figures, and she didn't work. She got her alimony was like $2,500 a month, and then she was getting like even more for child support a month, because the dude made a lot of money. He really did. And she didn't work, And they all they did, all, literally, I'm not joking with you. I'm not exaggerating. All they did, because I used to go over there and hang out from time to time. I don't smoke weed. I literally, honestly, I don't smoke weed. But I would go over there and literally all they did was just sit around, eat and smoke weed all day. That's literally all they did. For when her son wasn't there, that's all they did. When her son was there, they just didn't smoke weed. They just ate and, you know, just browse the internet. Like, they literally did. See, child support, see that? The situation in America is pretty much to rape the man of all his resources to provide the woman ease of life. See, and in the rest of the world, it's not built like, in the rest of the world, women still have to get up and go to work after that shit. They're never going to award them that much money. Okay, the women, when maybe in a handful of cases, but in every case I've ever seen here, when they get divorced, women still got to get up and go to work. They don't do that sit at home shit, eating Twinkies and ho-hos all day long. You know what I'm saying? And say, hey, girl, I got him out of this. Like, it's not even glorified here to do something like that. Like, the culture here is not even, like, glorified to not have to work. You see what I'm saying? Like, the people don't even like that shit here. Which explains a lot of reason why I don't get along with a lot of people, because I don't work. So, and I'm just a lazy, happy guy in the world, but I also always have money. So they're just mad about where it comes from. But a lot of times, I'm not saying every person, but a lot of times it comes out like that. But yeah, man, like child support in America, fuck that shit. Like, that is just, like I said, I would not blame a guy if he just start fucking other guys in a booty hole. Like, because of the consequences. Like, okay, bro. Okay, think about this. Would you rather be called a gay booty hole fucker, or would you have to be pretty much a wage slave and have to get up and pay the child support every month, have to pay this alimony every month for the next 20 years? Okay, if somebody came to you and said, okay, they said, okay, look, Randy, you can fuck this dude in his booty hole, and you can put a condom on and fuck this dude in his booty hole, and all your money's yours, and you can do what you want to do, or you can fuck this bitch, get her pregnant, and she'll run you through the ringer of the child support system for the next 20 years, where you got to pretty much just, and if she wants to increase how much you give her, she can just request an increase, and you got to give her more. Which one would you pick? Be for real about it. If somebody gave you those two choices, fuck booty hole, be known as a gay boy booty hole fucker, or fuck this bitch and be on the hook for the next 20 years, pretty much sign 70% of your life away every month. I hate to say it, but I picked the former. That's why I don't live in America. That's why I'm not there anymore now. Because I'm not messing with that. That is crazy town. America is crazy town. At this point, I'll tell you what I'd rather do now that I know how the world works. Because I get all my income through online. So this is what I do, man. Well, I get my money through the military and shit like that. So what I would, well, pretty much from the military, with different sections because of the military. What I do is this. I would just buy a plane ticket, because I have an American passport. Most scenarios and when you live in countries is, as an American, you're going to have a 90-day automatic tourist visa, right? And after that 90 days, you have to leave the country for 6 months before you can come back. So now things can get a bit intricate. They get a little, but I'm not going to dive too deep in that unless somebody wants to know. But how to work the system with that? As long as you can work online and get your money through online, this is what I would do, rather than go back to North America. What I would do is this: I would live in Europe proper, just any country in Europe proper, 3 months at a time. And then when those 3 months was up, I'd probably go fly to like Japan, because you could find tickets to Japan for like $500-$600. I'd do that. Or maybe not Japan, because Japan's expensive to live though. Like probably like a place like Thailand or something like that. Live there for 3 months. And when them 3 months be up, go find some other, probably go fly like Argentina and live in, because I've been to Argentina. I know exactly where to go. I tell you the exact hostels and, you know, and Recoleta Mall. I tell you all that. I was in Buenos Aires for a while. So I already know everywhere. Like, you drop me off in Buenos Aires now, I know where I'm at. Type of shit. Like, I don't need no tour guide. Like, I know where the fuck I'm at. Fuck off me. This is my bus stop. Like, there's your bill. But yeah. and then stay there for 3 months. And I would just be like, if I had my money coming through online, that's what I would rather just do that. And then when the time came to go back to where I was before, just, you know, leave, be gone for 6 months and come back for 3 months. And that's what I would do, because I'd rather do that. Fuck a bitch, get her pregnant in South America and have to deal with South America's child support laws before I would take the chance on touching some American broad and fucking him and having a baby with her and get stuck in that system. Because that system is no joke when you get caught up in it with them. No, I wouldn't touch that. I would rather just bounce around the world. Just, and then if I get lucky and find a bitch that's trying to get married or something, like pretty much like I did here, get married to her, that way I got full access to the country. And, you know, I could rent, like, this is my flat. I rent my flat. I don't own it. Rent my flat. I could buy a car, which I'm getting ready to buy a car here soon. I should have bought a car a while ago, but I'm getting ready to buy a car here soon because it didn't get too cold. Like, I went outside today to buy some oranges. And let me tell you, some oranges were delicious, by the way. And I went to buy some oranges and it was cold. I was like, oh no, because I was getting ready to go walk to the main grocery store a little ways up. I was like, fuck that. I'm walking to the gas station. But the gas stations here sell good food. Like in America, like gas stations, like, I'm not even going to that. But yeah, man, I would just, if I found a way to get money, like, you know, purely through online, or if you have like rental properties or something like that, or anything like that, what I would do is this, man. I would just travel the world. I would just, you know, live in South America for a while. And then when that tourist visa, if I don't find a bitch to marry and that tourist visa run out, well, get up, fly to Czech Republic for a while. If you don't find a bitch to marry you here, well, get up, fly to Thailand. And if that don't work out, then get up, fly to, you know, somewhere else. Because, like, the hard part is just leaving North America. That's the hardest part initially. Is leaving that shit, because all the tickets are going to be insanely expensive because you're in America. They can rape you in money because you're in America. Like, that's another side topic, man, because when I ride the train here, right? The video going 20 minutes. I didn't think I'd talk this long. When I ride the train here, people don't know. Okay, when you're in Prague, nobody knows what language you speak, okay? When you be in countries like this, and you just be walking in the street, like, they don't know what language I speak. They don't know what languages I know. They just know, oh, he's a black dude, you know, dressed kind of nice, you know, so he's not poor. And that's about all they can figure out. It's like when you walk, see bitches, you don't know what language the bitches speak. So it's always like this whole gamble of if you can even communicate with each other type of thing. So when I ride the train, man, what'll happen is, now a lot of foreigners from around the world, they know they can use English and get by. So I mean, I hear it all the time. I'm thinking of one specific time. It was these African women on the train, these single mother hoe Africans. And because they had their kids with them. And they were talking about, yeah, girl, he's from, you know, he got money because he's from America. And it's like, oh, or another thing is like, oh, yeah, you know, they got money because they dealing with them Americans, girl. So, you know, they're going to charge you more just because he's American. Like, it's unbelievable what they do, man. And it is really fucking disgusting. Like, American, pretty much anybody who came from a richer country is going to be targeted. Okay, that's just it. Now, white men are higher possibilities of being targeted because, like I said before in a video before, being a white man is just a status symbol in the world, so they'll be targeted much more. So, like guys like me. They really don't know where I'm from. They really, until I start talking, they're not going to hear my American accent when I speak a foreign language. So they don't know. So I can still kind of like escape. But like, if you're like a white dude, like, and you're clearly not Czech, like you're clearly from like a richer country, like Germany or America or Switzerland or something like that. It's like, oh yeah, he's a target. Like you become the target. So that's where it doesn't work out to be, you know, a 6 foot tall white dude. Because a friend of mine here, he's actually from Kentucky, weirdly enough. He's 6 foot tall white. And I already know. Bitches are targeting him. I already know. Because he does have a good job. Real cool dude. He's from Kentucky. It's crazy how we met, too. But yeah, real good guy. But anyway, man, back to the original topic. Fuck child support. Just travel the world, man. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth to lose 20 years of your freedom, sanity, money, peace of mind for some dingbat hoe. That's a fucking idiot for 20 years. Okay. It's just not worth it. fuck, I say fuck dudes' booty holes. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. The overall scheme is not fucking worth it.